Hi everybody, welcome to the Mental Toughness and Body Show. My name is Rob Evans and I'm your transformation coach and health strategist. Today, I want to talk about the connection between nutrition and mental health. If you've been listening to me for quite some time now, you'll know how passionate I am around a holistic, healthy lifestyle and how that contributes to us achieving the success and the outcomes that we absolutely want to achieve. And so making sure that we continue to monitor our lifestyles and live in the best possible way that we can, it's the only way that we're going to bring out our best. And I also talk about how the next pandemic that is going to hit us, it's already here in a big way, but it's only getting worse, is to do with mental health. So many people are becoming more and more unwell from a mental health perspective. My daughter, she passed away from an eating disorder, anorexia nervosa, which is a mental health illness that has the highest mortality rate. Eating disorders are increasing. And a report came out that I got access to yesterday showing that the social and economic cost of eating disorders in Australia is $66.9 billion, right? $66.9 billion. That's an astronomical number. So we need to do work in that space, but there are so many other mental health related illnesses, and there are, without it necessarily being a massive health risk to you, just think about how you manage your own mental health, how you see others manage their own mental health. The number of people that are suffering anxiety is going up. I haven't seen the numbers on this, but I'm assuming that the volume of antidepressant prescriptions by certainly Australian GPs must be going through the roof, because that seems to be the band-aid approach to help a lot of people. Now, that's not to say that these medications don't play a really important role and that people don't need these medications. My point is that there is stuff that we are not getting right in our lives, which is not helping us become more mentally tough, more resilient, and being able to just take control of what it is that we want to achieve in our life and run with it. And some people are, but it's a very few. And most people are being worn down by, I'll say in air quotes, life happening to people and them not taking that full control to make better decisions and to build the skills and to get the growth and so forth and so on. And now a big part of this comes down to the lifestyle that you lead, making sure that you are doing all the things that are right for you to help support healthy thinking. And so as we bring that link back to food and mental health, so why is there a correlation there? Well, think about it from a motor vehicle perspective. If you take a brand new motor vehicle and you don't get it serviced, you're supposed to get it serviced after the first 1,000 kilometres or whatever, and that's what they do here in Australia anyway. I don't know whether that's the same for an electric car or not, but let's go with the petrol-driven car. And so that they can see, okay, is everything working okay? Is there anything that's rattling, rolling around, whatever? They fix it. It's generally about every 10,000 kilometres you'll go and have it serviced again. And let's just say you don't have that service. Let's say you don't rotate the tyres. You don't replace the tyres when they need replacing. You don't put the correct fuel in there. You don't change the oil. You don't do all of those things. You're not cleaning the car. You're not washing the car, etc. What happens over time? At some point, the car's going to look pretty crappy. It's not going to run right, and it will break down. Because what the motor vehicle requires is the correct fuel. It requires being looked after. It requires to, you drive safely on the road. It requires you to keep it safe so that the tires are right and the air pressure is right, et cetera, et cetera. The windscreen is clean so you can see out it and you're less likely to crash into things and all that kind of stuff. So for me, the fuel part of it is that's the food for the car. If you don't put the right food in, it eventually it's going to break down and then be destroyed, and it needs a new engine. Our bodies are the same. It's just that we can't replace our engine. And so if you are constantly feeding yourself with food that does not feed your brain, right, doesn't feed your brain in the right way, then you'll find that your mental clarity is less. So, for instance, if you're eating highly processed foods, which are high in fat, high in sugar, high in sodium, low in nutritional value, what opportunity has your brain got to grow and learn? And then let's just say that you're smoking. Let's just say you're smoking marijuana, you're taking drugs or something like that. Then those things are known to eat away at your brain. Right? Too much sugar will eat away at your brain. So all of these things have a negative impact on your mental health because your brain is becoming less capable of making better decisions. Think about it again. You're not eating properly. You now have really, really low energy. What are you likely to do? Well, you're not likely to make very strong, empowered, great decisions. Because you're going to be tired. It's like, oh, I'll do whatever. You know, I just need to sleep. I can't be bothered. I have no energy. Again, with no energy, what are you going to do? Well, you're not going to grow. You're not going to grow yourself. You're not going to have the energy to learn or the impetus to go and connect with people and build a business or create a better career, or you're just dragging your butt from one thing to the next, to the next, to the next, and you're just not growing. So there is a strong correlation between the food that we eat, the nutrition that we provide ourselves, and the potential to have way better mental health. You just have to understand that that's important for you. Now, well, of course, what is easier is to just eat processed food, to not do the hard work. But if you're listening still at this point, it's 7 minutes and 17 seconds into this podcast, and you've been listening to me for a while, you'll know that success is hard. Success takes hard work. And eating highly nutritious food for the majority of your day, the majority of your week, the majority of your life, it requires concentrated effort, but it is a habit. And just like any habit, it takes time, and it will take 90 plus days for you to see that it becomes just a natural reflex for you. So the reverse is also true. If you're used to eating, say you're jumping in the car. So at the time of recording this, it's morning time. So there'll be a bunch of people going to work right now. Maybe they haven't had time or made time to make their breakfast. They pass McDonald's, they go through the drive-thru, they get an egg and bacon, like McMuffin or something like, I don't even know whether they have those anymore, but you know, they get something in fast food, which is what? So it's high in calories, it's low in nutritional value, fills their tummy up. They go to work, they have a coffee, they have an energy drink, something like that. Gets to morning tea, maybe they have a muffin, a cookie, something. Maybe they have nothing, they get to lunch, go buy lunch, go whatever they feel like, they're hungry, so you know, they might buy a chicken schnitzel sandwich or something like that, and something else. Afternoon tea comes around, maybe their blood sugar started to drop a little bit, they go for something sweet, chocolate bar, get home, have dinner, have a few drinks with that, get to the evening, maybe they have some cheese, some crackers, something like that. I mean, it's some potato chips. It's not... I'm not making this up. This is just stuff that people tell me is what it is that they do. Most people tend to eat three times a day, maybe four, sometimes less. And the rest of it is made up with basically sugar and alcohol, or just sugar. And none of that is supporting you to feel more energized and to help support other parts of your life, which may be, well, if I feel a little bit more energized, then I'm going to feel like I want to go and do some exercise. And so to get more energy, you need to expend more energy. And To do that, once you do the exercise, you feel better, you're more likely to eat better because it's just a chemical endorphin release that you feel good. So therefore, you want to eat something that's going to better serve you. You do that, you've got a little bit more energy. You then start to feel a little bit more positive about what's going on in your life and say, well, yeah, this feels good. I'm growing. I'm doing this. Maybe I'll start reading about a particular area where I want to get better in my life. And you start doing that and that feels good. Might only be 10 minutes a day, 15 minutes a day, but you're doing that. Or you're reading something like I read the Wall Street Journal. I read it. Sometimes I read it in the morning. Sometimes I read it in the evening. And you're just getting more business acumen. You're learning more about global events. So when you're networking, you'd have more conversations with people about different topics. All of these things matter and they create momentum, and one thing leads to the next, to the next, to the next. Bring it all back. What we eat matters. What we eat will determine the energy that we have in our fuel tank. And what we do with that energy is then up to us. And then that requires us to have strong focus, strong work ethic, good coaching, and this hunger to achieve our best versions of ourselves. And I might be talking about this all in about 11 minutes time, but it's taken me personally, it's taken me a lifetime, over 36 years, probably longer, to really find out what I'm here to do, how do I do it better, and every single day I learn something new. I learn how to do something a little bit better. I learn a new piece of content or something every single day. And I practice it every single day, just like your workout. You have to keep working out for the rest of your life. That's the greatness of it, because I really enjoy it. If you don't like it, well, that's the bad news of it. You have to do it for the rest of your life. Just what? Just like you may not enjoy eating, the process of preparing food and eating food, but you're not a robot, so you've got to do it for the rest of your life. Otherwise, you're not going to live very long. So there are things that are absolutely essential for us to live the lives that we want to. And unless we do that hard work, and unless we can see that there are connections here, like between our energy and food, our mental clarity and food, our mental health and food, then you're not going to ever achieve the best version of yourself. All of these things are interwoven into various aspects of your success. I would just say, I like to simplify it for people and say, think about, we've got the Formula One coming up here in Melbourne over I think it started yesterday. I think qualifying is, I know they have a practice today or not, but qualifying is tomorrow being Saturday, and then the race is on Sunday. If they put the wrong fuel in there, guess what? They're not going to win. They're not going to win because the vehicles need a higher grade level of fuel for high performance fuel. And that's what we need. If we want to be a high performance human being, we need to fuel ourselves with highly nutritious foods. Give our bodies, our brains, an opportunity to take up the nutrients that they need to be the best versions of ourselves. You can have the best coach in the world. You can have the best intentions in the world. But if you aren't putting the best fuel that you can afford into your body, then you are not going to optimize your results. You may still do okay, but you're not going to optimize your results. And that's what I really exist for, to help people optimize their results. Right now, if you've got all of this potential to achieve greatness, but you're not optimizing, you're still doing well and you might be happy with that, but imagine what you're missing out on if you are not optimizing your nutrients into your brain. Think about it that way. So that is my thought for the day. I'm very passionate about both these topics, food and mental clarity, mental health, super, super important for what it is that you want to achieve. So if you want to connect with me, go to mentaltoughnessandbodyshow.com and opt in for a free consultation right there. It's available for you with me personally, wherever you are in the world. Stay safe, everybody. Stay healthy. I'll see you tomorrow.